dictation, 7th of July, patient Peter Adzema, A-D-Z-E-M-A, date of birth, 11-8-1965. Peter Adzema was seen in the office for evaluation of adrenal adenoma, per paragraph. He had been hospitalized recently for kidney stones with a stone in the left renal pelvis. And during the course of investigation, comma, a left adrenal nodule was identified, per paragraph. Past medical history is noted for hypertension and hyperlipidemia, per paragraph. He also has coronary artery disease and bypass surgery, per paragraph. Family history is negative for tumors, per paragraph. Social history, he works as an aircraft mechanic and does not smoke cigarettes and occasionally drinks alcohol, per paragraph. Current medication, lisinopril, 20 milligrams daily, comma, atorvastatin, 80 milligrams daily, and aspirin, per paragraph. General reviews of those unremarkable for 12 systems evaluation, per paragraph, on examination. Blood pressure, 180, number 64, comma, weight, 232 pounds, and BMI is 32.4 for the pulse 70-minute period. The thyroid gland was not enlarged. There were no abnormal lymph nodes and masses palpable in the neck, but the heart and the lungs were clear. The peripheral examination was grossly intact. Per paragraph, I've reviewed previous studies which include an abdominal CT scan showing a 1.7 centimeter hypodense left adrenal nodule, most likely representing a benign adenoma, per paragraph. Impression, left adrenal adenoma, comma, hypertension and hyperlipidemia, per paragraph. Recommendations, colon, repeat abdominal an adrenal CT scan with adrenal protocol in 6 months' time for follow-up of the adrenal nodule, per paragraph. No further investigations are thought necessary at this time, per paragraph. Next patient. Patricia Myrold, M-Y-R-O-L-D, date of birth, 11-29-50. Patricia Myrold was seen for evaluation of thyroid nodule, per paragraph. She had a previous carotid ultrasound performed showing a thyroid nodule incidentally, comma, and gives a history of feeling tired and exhausted, per paragraph. She's occasionally hoarse, but has no difficulty swallowing, period, paragraph. Past history is significant for type 2 diabetes and occipital neuralgia and benign positional vertigo, per paragraph. Family history is negative for, is positive for thyroid problems, per paragraph. Social history, colon, she's a truck driver for Federal Express and does not smoke or drink alcohol, per paragraph. Current medications, colon, metformin 1,000 milligrams twice daily, comma, glipizide once daily, comma, lisinopril plus hydrochlorothiazide 20/25 milligrams daily, comma, Norvasc one pill per day, and metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, per paragraph. General reviews otherwise unremarkable for our systems evaluated, paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 140 over 78, comma, weight 192 pounds, BMI is 34, period. The thyroid gland was not palpable, there was no neck lymph adenopathy, period. The heart was not palpable, the lungs were clear, and peripheral examination was otherwise grossly intact, per paragraph. I reviewed previous studies which include an a carotid ultrasound showing a thyroid ultrasound showing a 1.7 centimeter nodule on the right and 1.5 centimeter nodule on the left, period. Thyroid function tests were satisfactory with TSH of 1.3 and thyroid peroxidase negative, per paragraph. Finding laceration biopsy of both thyroid nodules has shown features consistent with benign colloid nodule, per paragraph. Impression, multinodular goiter, comma, benign on finding laceration biopsy, comma, type 2 diabetes, and occipital neuralgia, period, paragraph. Recommendations, colon, continue current program with routine observation and a follow-up visit in 1 year, period, paragraph. End of dictation.